Joining us over the phone from Cheyenne this morning, House Representative Tom Crank. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good. And yourself, Duke?
Hey, doing fantastic. Appreciate your time with the update on the legislative session. Representative, one piece of legislation I wanted to ask about was House Bill 159, Senate File 139, the ad valorem tax for coal mines. And that's been, from what I understand, has been passed, and now both those have been sent to the other side of the aisle. Tell us what this is and the impact it would have on Kemmer Coal Mine if it were to go into effect.
Well, the Kemmer Coal Mine, there was a special provision put in the bill late through an amendment that would basically let the coal mine keep doing basically what they're doing now with their payments to the county. So the hope was it wouldn't change much how that's going on. But it would put the county kind of at the risk with the extension of the time frame. Other companies or any company, even the mine, could opt for, there's, I think, three different payment options to extend the, and it's the catch-up of the payments of ad valorem taxes, which are now 18 months after the fact that they get paid, and that's resulted in some issues I think everybody's aware of in the Powder River Basin, to move that so they'd be monthly and follow closer behind that in case there's a bankruptcy. So the options that actually exist to have payments out for 10 years, so I think that would help. But the hope is that it doesn't adversely affect the mine. And, you know, we also have all the gas companies with natural gas being so low. They're all real concerned about it. I think at the end of the day, though, there was quite a bit of discussion, and everybody that I talked to was, yeah, we need to do this, but maybe not now is the best time to do it, but maybe later when everybody has a little more money. But at the end of the day, it was kind of, if not now, when type of deal.
So because of that amendment, though, that was put in, because I know the Kemmer mine especially was extremely concerned about what this would do to the mine long term. And if I understand correctly, it's all about for bankrupt coal mines and paying overdue taxes back to the county. And that's kind of where this is all based on, correct?
That's what got it started. But it affects every mineral producer in the state. So it's coal, oil, gas, Trona, all those people that pay ad valorem taxes. Okay. Pay a little later, so it's bigger than just the coal mine.
Representative Tom Crank calling us from Cheyenne. Representative, any other specific legislations or highlights that you wanted to mention this morning?
You know, there was the House Bill 249, the land purchase thing that there's been a lot of talk about. It does have a kind of appeal process. I think the counties that are involved would be a little concerned with that. And I don't know that it might make it all the way through, but I don't know if, you know, government moves a little slow, and some big private entity, I'm sure, is also looking at the thing. So I don't know where we'll end up with that. We had a couple bills on gaming. I'm not in favor of any gaming. The deal was to let's try to get a handle on them. I kind of like, if they're illegal, they're illegal. Why do we have to go that way? But one of them failed and got amended to basically outlaw some of these electronic skill games. I think that was a good deal. And then we have the tourism account that I understand went through the Senate, amended, and we'll see how that comes out of committee work.
Representative Tom Crank with us this morning. I understand you have another commitment to get to, Representative, so appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Again, that's Representative Tom Crank. We touch base with our local representatives from the House on Mondays during the session, and we'll touch base with the Senate on Thursdays during the session as well.